We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. A little computer malfunction right there with the audio, but that's okay. No music on the return. But here we are at 215-592-9494. Rodney McLeod to join us shortly. Rodney's doing some great work in the community, donating money during the coronavirus crisis to local Philadelphia food banks and pantries, and also helping to raise money through his profile within the city of Philadelphia, also with helping to raise money. So we'll get to all that with Rodney, his decision to stay with the Eagles, and we look forward to all of that up ahead. Joe to Cameron, John Rich. Of course, you can also, as always, get in on the Times Yours line. Anything from today's show, anything that you experience in life, Times Yours is always there for you. Best of the best calls every day at 145 at 215-625-6550. If Richie says something crazy, if Richie says something crazier, Times Yours is always there for you. Maybe it's about, you know what we could use some Times Yours calls on? Helping the kids out with homework. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's some parents that are like, hold on a second here. I haven't been in eighth grade in a long time. I haven't been in sixth grade for a while. How does this science work? Hold on, Johnny. Hang on. Let me try to figure this out before I tell you how to go about this. I'm sure.
I told you I misled my third grade daughter on how to do her math.
Classic.
Word problem.
All right, so hit us up on the Times Yours line. I'm curious if anyone is struggling with helping their children out at home with some of the homework and some of the assignments. Times Yours always 215-625-6550. All right, let's go out on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. He's doing a phenomenal job with a $25,000 donation to local Philadelphia food banks and pantries, and also helping to raise money throughout the community as well. And he's back with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're certainly happy about that. Mr. Rodney McLeod. How you doing, Rodney?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Rodney, we're doing all right, well, man. We're trying to do the best we can, as I think everyone in society is trying to do their best. How are you? How's your family? And, our thoughts with you and everyone at this time. How you holding up through this?
Yeah, man, it's a crazy time, in America. But we're holding up well. We're staying pretty busy. We have a lot going on in our household, so keeping us active. Watching shows and working out, of course, doing Zoom social like parties, like all those things to try to bring some normality to the situation, to get us through the day, and this next, month, honestly. But, it's a different way of living, but, you have to adapt, and knowing that everybody's kind of going through the same thing you're going through.
Ronnie, great job with the $25,000 donation. Again, the Change Our Future initiative that you have, $25,000 to various local Philadelphia food banks and pantries to help against the current hunger, during the pandemic with coronavirus. What went into this? You and your wife with this, hats off to your wife also, Erica, this decision. What was your thought process behind it?
Change Our Future, is a fund that we've both started, and we're happy to get going and launch a couple of days ago. But, we aim to create opportunities for youth in the local community through educational and health initiatives. And, of course, a time like this, man, during this pandemic, it made sense for us to donate, our $25,000 to Phil Abundance, who's doing such an amazing job right now in helping feed at-risk families and, providing that access, to the food. And as well as bringing awareness to some of the grab-and-go meal sites that's available, that the school district has done a good job at setting up for a lot of these students now who are very dependent upon those meals as they went to school. School has now been taken away from them, unfortunately. So what the city has decided to do is set up 80 locations and allow students to receive 6 meals a day, 3 for breakfast and 3 for lunch. So, you know, it made sense for us to stand behind the school district and behind organizations like Phil Abundance that's doing a great job at, you know, helping out our community in the time that we needed the most.
Great, Rodney. And again, there's a website I want to encourage everyone to go to if you want to donate directly through Rodney's charity, the Change Our Future Fund, where the funds that you donate will also go to the cause that Rodney's been talking about here. The website is changeourfuture.org/donate. Again, that is changeourfuture.org/donate. We would certainly encourage anybody and everybody listening to get involved with that. Rodney, you are still involved with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're happy about that. Were you worried that it might not work out?
I mean, I wasn't worried that it wouldn't work out. You know how free agency is. There are always other teams that come into the picture, but I felt like Philly was home. That's where I wanted to be. It's where my family wanted to be. So it made sense, man. You know, I love the city of Philadelphia. Obviously, having an opportunity to bring the Super Bowl to this city. And, you know, throughout my 4 years here, you know, I've made a name for myself here. And I feel like there's more to be done. And so I wanted to come back, you know, potentially finish my career here and, you know, just get back to work with my guys, man. Build something special here. We feel like over the past 2 seasons, we've come up short with our goals. And, you know, there's some unfinished business that we need to take care of. So there's a lot of new faces that will be entering the locker room, particularly in the secondary, that I'm excited about. And I know, you know, those guys would be a great addition for our team.
Jalen Mills makes the move to safety. He becomes your partner in that defensive backfield. How much have you two been in touch?
Yeah, I mean, I've always stayed in contact with my guys, especially, you know, guys like Mills. Just throughout the free agency period, I was just checking in on him. But I was very excited to hear that he was coming back and, you know, now going to be, you know, alongside me in the safety room. And out there on the field, I think he's a perfect guy for the position. He's physical, very, you know, smart player, instinctive, and plays with a lot of passion and energy, which I can relate to a lot. So I'm excited, man, on what he can do, what he could bring to the position. And I know he's going to adapt very well and make a lot of plays for us this year.
How does your role change with the absence of Malcolm Jenkins?
I mean, honestly, man, I always, you know, looked at myself as a leader in the locker room. I think, you know, there will be times where I have to be a lot more vocal than I have been in the past. But I think if you ask a lot of guys, you know, around the team, you know, they will always say, like, you know, Rodney's the guy, you know, that is a leader on this team and he leads by example. And I feel like, you know, actions are the best way to, kind of lead a group. So I don't think my necessarily role will change. I'll continue to be who I am, and I think that's what people respect most about me. Like I said, there'll be times where I'll be asked to step up, of course, and, you know, I'm up for the challenge, especially, you know, with a guy like Malcolm leaving our team.
How does this offseason work for you? How does the offseason program work? How are you staying fit and ready?
Yeah, man, doing a lot of in-home, in-house workouts.
Wow.
You know, out of the garage, you know, around the neighborhood. You know, for me, man, all I need is some space. And I know I understand what my body needs to be able to be prepared for whenever, you know, we are able to get back into the building and get things going. So I'm just making sure, you know, I stay as healthy as possible. My body's, you know, put my body at work the way I need. And then, you know, one thing that the team has done is now they provide us with the iPad. So just got a text this morning. I think we're going to get some off-season, meetings going through the iPads. And it'll be good, you know, for us as players to always improve our game,
yeah.
Study a little bit, and find ways to get better during this time.
Are your eyes more on this year's prospects with the draft coming up? You know, because you got the TV time, are you watching closely what's about to happen with the draft for the Eagles?
Honestly, not really.
No.
I haven't even been paying too much attention. I feel like there's so many distractions going on right now in the world that are keeping me from staying in the loop. But as things get closer, I'm sure I'll dive in a lot deeper and take a deeper look at it.
All right.
Who we're potentially going after.
So you're not watching the football stuff. What are you binge watching?
Man, I've been binge watching a lot. Black Lightning was a show.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like 3 seasons worth, like a lot of episodes. So that took up a lot of time. watch Tiger King, of course.
That's
a popular show right now going on. What else did we watch, man? As a couple, we watched the show Love Is Blind. So that was pretty interesting for the couples out there.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot. Of course, Ozark Season 3 just came back on. So
yeah, DeCamera says it's good.
It's very good.
I haven't tried Ozark.
Outstanding show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm in deep. It's picking up. It's picking up right now. So
I'm going to have to check it out.
Hey, Rodney, you know, speaking of the crisis going on and then kind of projecting where it goes, are you worried that there may not be a season?
I don't think I'm worried that there won't be a season. I'm hoping everything gets better, sometime before the summer ends, of course. And, you know, we know our season kind of begins in August and continues all the way through February. So I'm not too worried about that. The off season, I think, is the concern right now, not knowing if we'll be able to have an off season and what that would look like, you know, I guess, for the summer. Do now God take it upon themselves to meet up and work out to build some chemistry and do different things like that instead of the norm where guys usually get away for that last month and, you know, you enjoy your time and you continue to work out. So we just got to see how this thing unfolds and how it plays out.
Entering his 5th season with the Philadelphia Eagles and the new deal, Rodney McLeod with us, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Rodney, Darius Slay and Javon Hargrave, 2 really big additions defensively. Do you know them personally? Have you ever interacted with them? Have you connected with them since they joined the squad?
No, I do not know either person personally, but of course, you know, I congratulated, you know, Darius Slay and welcomed him to the secondary on Twitter. So plan on, you know, trying to reach out soon to connect with him even more. But, yeah, like you said, those are 2 guys that will help this defense out and our team as a whole and their ability to be able to, you know what I'm saying, to play their position very well. Darius Slay, a guy that matches up with the opponent's best, is something that I can't wait to see. You know, we have a lot of talented receivers, I think, you know, in our division. So that'll help us out a lot. And, you know, I know their personality will fit well in the locker room.
Rodney, what the day you found out, and perhaps you found out prior that we did, that Malcolm Jenkins was not going to be an Eagle anymore, what was your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, kind of heartbroken. You know, Malcolm was one of the reasons why I came to Philly in 2016, just knowing the type of player that he was and how, you know, we can both help each other elevate our games and, you know, be a tandem to be reckoned with. And we were fortunate enough to bring this city, you know, a world championship. And, man, we've shared a lot of memories together and had a lot of battles out on that field together. So, you know, who he is as a person, as a leader for this team and what he's done for the city, man, can hardly be matched. And, you know, his legacy will live on forever. So that'll be my brother for now the rest of my life and, you know, wishing them all the best. And, you know, it's just part of the business, unfortunately. You can't keep everybody. But, you know, guys now have to fill that void and step up to the plate.
Rodney, one of the things we're doing during the coronavirus crisis is trying to have some fun, you know, entertain the audience with, when we get a great guest like yourself on, 5 questions, 5 random questions, any direction, quick hitters. And so if you don't mind, let's crank into 5 questions here with you, just random stuff. We'll start, Rodney, with question 1, your favorite football player growing up was who?
Favorite football player growing up had to be Sean Taylor.
Great player.
What's the best sandwich?
I would go with a salmon club sandwich.
Salmon club? Wow.
Yeah. I'm pescatarian now, so.
Oh.
There you go.
Is that new? Did you just become pescatarian?
Over about like 2 years now.
Oh, geez.
Probably back before I was a pescatarian, I would just say maybe some sort of like bacon burger or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Ronnie.
Can't fail.
Ronnie, Tupac or Biggie?
Oh, that's a tough one. Ah, man. I like Tupac, though.
It's the correct answer.
What
it's
is
not.
It is the correct answer.
Biggie is the correct answer.
What is your worst habit?
Worst habit?
Yes.
Oh, man. I guess sometimes just procrastinating too much.
Mm-hmm.
Letting things just linger and not getting it done when I need to.
I'm with you there.
Ronnie, how about this one? Most outrageous thing in Tiger King. Is it the guy with multiple wives? Is it the girl that gets her arm ripped off and she just acts like it's no big deal?
Man, there's so much stuff going on in that show.
Is it the hitman that's like walking around like no one arrested the guy that tried to kill someone? Like, you know, which one
is
it?
Yeah, or is it my man who Jeff Lowe who took Tigers and brought him to the airport in suitcases?
Yeah.
Showed him up. It's so many different storylines in that show, man. That's crazy. I was it opened my eyes a lot. That's a whole different world right there that I was not exposed to that show.
What is the best video game to play right now?
I mean, you can never go wrong with Madden. That's a classic for me.
Mm-hmm. What was the best video game ever created? Madden still?
Oh, ever created? Man, that's a tough one. There's so many games that have come out on so many different systems, though.
That's true.
You can take it back. You got, you know, Sega, you know, Sonic. You got Super Nintendo. Mario, Street Fighter,
yeah.
Dreamcast, you had NBA Live or NBA 2K, NFL 2K.
I kind of feel like you got to consider Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda, Halo. I mean,
yeah.
You forgot about Halo.
Halo was huge when I was playing.
Call of Duty when it first entered Xbox.
Yeah.
There's a lot, man, that's been created over time that you know, you gotta pay homage to.
What was your favorite TV show when you were a kid?
As a kid, I was always like a Power Rangers guy or Ninja Turtles. Yeah,
that's classic.
I always loved those shows. Of course, like Scooby-Doo as well, things like that.
Sure, yeah, sure. Ronnie, how about your funniest Eagles teammate?
Man, I think if we're talking, you know, he's no longer on the team, but Ronald Darby was a classic. He's classic, man.
Huh.
He always had the locker room laughing in the secondary room.
There you go.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Ronnie, to you and your family, we you know, obviously we're thrilled that you're still an Eagle, and most especially that you're, you know, safe and healthy at this point. Hope you continue it that way. $25,000 again, dollar donation. Tremendous job, Rodney, to various local Philadelphia food banks and pantries to help against the current hunger pandemic during the coronavirus crisis. And the website for everyone to go to get involved as well, where you can make a direct donation to help with the cause, is changeourfuture.org/donate. Again, that website, changeourfuture.org/donate. Rodney, thanks so much for being part of the program today, and our very best to you and your family in the days up ahead.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
Rodney. Right, yes, Mr. Rodney McLeod. Thank you, Rodney, on the Swartz-Culleton guest line.
I'm so glad he's an Eagle.
It's important.
Oh.
Because he can still play at a really high level.
He was incredible last season. I felt it was his best season as a pro, and that was coming back off the knee reconstruction. And he, man, he is so critical for us. I loved what he put out there on Twitter about leadership.
Yeah.
You know, in regard to the Malcolm loss, and he just, man, he gets it.
And he just affirmed that there.
I admire Rodney McLeod.
I do too. And he just affirmed it, basically saying like, I'll do my job and I'll do what I do and I'll the actions. But when asked to, you know, in the process of stepping up, yes, I'll step up. And I think what he's referring to is be a more vocal leader.
He knows his role has expanded.
Absolutely correct. To the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Brady, who's with us. Brady, you got a dirty name in Philly, but what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Great, Brady.
Brady, does anyone give you a hard time as an Eagles fan walking around with the name Brady?
So, it's funny. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, but I come to Philly usually about once a year for a game, and I was going to a big tailgate, and some guy said, yeah, we'll just call you by your last name, not your first name. I was like, that's fine, man. I'm all good.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah.
That's all good. But yeah, man, I just I wanted to call in about the Nick Foles love. You know, being down in Jax, I was here. All my Jacksonville friends were, you know, they were kind of pumped about Foles. They weren't too sure. And I talked them up, obviously, right after the Super Bowl, I talked them up. But I think there's a spot where you got to kind of cut off. And I would say the cutoff was when I went to an Eagles game and I saw some lady wearing a Foles Jaguars jersey to the game. And we obviously were playing for Jacksonville. I was like, come on, man. Like, come on.
Yeah.
let's relax a little bit with that. But I get where Joe's coming, being nostalgic. I get it. But at the same time, man, we got number 11 back there. And I truly believe he's going to get us another trophy. I really think that. So, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, he's got the potential. It's just a matter of giving him some weapons now. What is the perception of Foles in Jacksonville? Now that he's gone, is that considered just a complete failure, an overpay? What are people saying?
I would say most of these fans down here, they love Gardner Minshew just because of all the social media hype with the mustache. And then that video he posted about how he's going to take his camper around the U.S. and go visit different states. And he's wearing jorts and Hawaiian shirts. You know, it's Florida, man. People are wild down here. So they love this guy. So it's, you know, I don't feel like there's appreciation, but not much. Cause I mean, Foles really didn't play that much. So, kind of sucks, but I mean, hey, he did get paid. So he deserves that at least after getting the ring. So I understand that. But one thing I will say, a show real quick for you guys to check out, Westworld.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love Westworld.
I didn't start the new season.
I've been enjoying it. It's only three episodes. I've only seen two so far.
Yeah, I've seen everything up until this new season started. But I was waning a little bit toward the end of the, you know, season, whatever that was.
There are some times where it's a little confusing, but I will say, you know, look some things up on the internet. But the thing I love about that show is that you never there's a twist. Like, I've never seen a show where you thought you knew something and you're pretty much always wrong. So that's what I love about it. And then my song, two-word song, got to be Sugar Magnolia, Grateful Dead. Appreciate it, guys.
Brady, you got it, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. Sugar Magnolia. There you go. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, sometimes you just can't trust the people. I hate to say that, but sometimes you can't trust the people when they vote on something in sports and they get it completely wrong. What is it? Tell you next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.